The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
There you have it. That is your artist of the month for February 2018 right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. They're called Black Denim. That song is called Switch, and we are absolutely in love with it right here on Radio Memphis. And, you know, you guys have been kind of talking a little bit about them. And, you know, this is a band right here, okay? If you're actually talking to Indie Blender, you know, they talk about that if you're looking for passionate lyrics, infectious rhymes, you know, expertly layered instrumentals, or simply something to move your feet to, this is the band you have to check out. And in fact, they are the complete package, all right? And you got to remember something, okay? This, you know, this type of outfit, okay, is a live, you know, the fact that they're able to do hip-hop the way they do, they wind up not only putting hip-hop into their music, they do a little bit of funk, they do a little bit of rock, they do a little bit of soul and stuff, and they mix it all into this very, very cool melting pot. And with this lineup, not only are there drums, there's bass guitar, there's piano, there's two trumpets, there's a saxophone, there's a female vocalist, and an MC all mixed into one. And, you know, one of the things that I want to make everybody understand, you know, out of Canada, this particular outfit, you know, is like a dream team, you know, of artists all into one little group that's going to wind up going across the board with, you know, being able to, you know, lure in anybody and everybody with their music. And so, you know, and it's been just a kind of a beautiful thing, especially for us down here in Memphis. We're listening to this, and, you know, and we're listening to, you know, the horns, and we're listening to some of the vibe and some of the funk that they've got going on. And so I'm personally trying to make a way for those guys to get down here and see if we can't get them, you know, in the Memphis scene for a little bit and see what they can do. But, you know, as we always promise, because you guys know that throughout every month, you know, for our Artists of the Month, not only do we rock out to rock blocks of their music and we talk about them and what they've got going on, at some point, we get to catch up with them for a live phone interview. And I actually have two of the members on the phone with me right now. I've got Kenny and I've got Carl from Black Denim right now. How are you guys doing?
Hey
guys.
What's going on? Hey, how's it going?
All right.
What's happening?
I absolutely, absolutely adore your music.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? You know, it's funny. And for those of you that are tuned in, I'm talking to Kenny and I'm talking to Carl from Black Denim. It's our Artist of the Month for February 2018, right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. We got to chit chat on the phone for a little bit, you know, the other night, and I was telling you guys what a brilliant idea that you guys came up with by having all of these different, you know, people and all these different styles that are into this one group. Who all is in the band?
Well, we have Kristalina, who's our vocalist. We have Gabe, who's on sax, Garrett on guitar, Eric and Andrew are both on trumpets. We got Sasha on drums. We got Carl on bass, and then we have myself as the MC.
Perfect. That is crazy. That is absolutely crazy, insane. You know, and I'll tell you both. When we were talking the other night, it was funny because, you know, I do some stalking, you know, and I try to find out as much as I can about you guys. You guys have already figured this out.
It's 2018. You'll find something.
I know. What? That's my job. Yeah, come on.
We appreciate that.
But you know, it's funny is you know, I did a little research on you guys, you know, and I did find out that you guys really got this outfit started in 2011, and you know, pretty much out of the basement, you know, in Canada. At what point did all of you get together and go, okay, this is a thing. We're going to make this work. You know, we're on to something. You know, what stroked this idea?
Well, you know, Kenny and I, we contacted each other to, I guess it was KGG or something like that, about just starting something. He's been in the basketball scene for a long time.
Okay.
And so was I. So we somewhat linked to KGG then. It was like, okay, we know each other from basketball. From this point, I knew that he had a talent. I knew that he had something special.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted to do something completely different. So I contacted him, and we all came together. It was really, a me and Kenny situation where we came together and we decided to just make it almost like an orchestra.
Perfect.
But not yet kind of stuff, right? We really want to have some original music out and to come out with something completely different, like I said.
I got you.
So, it was a great moment, like, just to come together.
That was a fantastic moment. So, okay, you two figure out that both of you want to work together, right? And so, yeah. so Carl and Kenny get together in the basement, and they're like, and they're like, okay, you know, we're going to do something, you know, and so how do you? I mean, guys, how do you start? I mean, how do you start? Where do you start? How do you get this going? What do you do?
Well, you know, we spoke about having live instruments. It would be, I guess, cliche if we had a producer that does beats and stuff.
But yes.
we wanted to bring the live music back, because we do feel like there's a lack of live music in the mainstream.
Yes.
So we just wanted to go with that direction.
That is perfect. I am so glad that you brought that up, because, you know, one of the things that we kind of look at when we're talking about music and stuff, you know, we have some, especially being in Memphis, you know what I mean? We have so many people that they know how to mix beats. And of course, yes, they know how to, you know, put some of the stuff, you know, in these tracks and stuff together. But when you can sit there and say that, you know, we've got a bunch of artists and stuff like that. We've got a bunch of rappers and MCs and stuff that are here, and they're like, we want a live band. You know what I mean? We want that live thing. You know what I mean? And, you know, and there's a need for that, you know, there's a want for that. And, you know, and that right there is going to be one of your main secrets, you know, that you not only can you guys, you know, produce and put together, you know, a fantastic record and a fantastic song for everybody to enjoy over and over again, but you're going to be able to bring that same performance to a stage, and it's going to be exactly what they heard. You know, that's priceless, you know. So you guys decide that this is kind of the format that you guys are going to go on. So you're on a good deal. So how do you wind up, you know, finding the other people to fall into your world?
Well, you know, like hip hop is really drum and bass oriented, right? So, you know, at that point, you know, it was Sasha, Carl, and myself. You know, we kind of started thinking, like, how do we, you know, we obviously we needed a drummer. So
right.
We try to figure out how we make, you know, what we have in our head come out through music, right? So it kind of started off as just we were jamming out, and then we thought, hey, what about this? What about that? What about this instrument?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, through mutual friends and all that kind of stuff, you know, we brought some people in to help with the vision.
Perfect.
And that's how we kind of got all the sounds together, and you know, everybody kind of put their two cents in, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, we had to make a good song. So it's kind of like there's a lot of different backgrounds, so everybody, you know, every background kind of influences the music.
Sure.
And then, you know, we kind of do like a process of elimination kind of situation. So whatever sounds best is, you know, what we go forward with.
Right. Now when you guys are talking about different backgrounds, okay, so what's everybody's backgrounds that have jumped in? I mean, obviously they all are, you know, not some of these obviously were not hip hop people, right?
Right. Yeah, no, not at all. So, you know, we have people who are trained classically.
Perfect.
We have people who are folk, you know, folk music. And,
oh, wow.
And then us being, I gotta say, you know, Haitian, we listen to Haitian music and
grew up
on hip-hop, R&B, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that all just gets kind of blended in. And some people are like video game heads, so somehow that, you know... Somehow that plays into it,
absolutely.
You know? But I mean, it all just makes for something that's just one cohesive sound at the end of the day.
You know, and I'm glad you say that. And for those of you that are tuned in, you're listening to Radio Memphis Around the World with me, Dee, and I am hanging out with Kenny and Carl from Black Denim out of Canada. They are my Artist of the Month. The band is the Artist of the Month for February 2018 right here on Radio Memphis. When you talk about all of these, you know, different styles and stuff, this is something that I am I'm very in tune to, okay? And it's very and it's another thing. And that, like I told you guys on the phone the other night, and I just said it, you know, before I brought you guys in, you know, the idea of you bringing in all of these different styles into one roof and stuff is absolutely brilliant, you know, because it will be very hard to copy you. You know what I mean? Because it's you, it's yours, it's your sound, it's your style, it's your deal, it's your stuff. You know what I mean? And both of you had the same thing. It was so awesome the way you both did this the other night when we were on the phone. You know, you talked about where it came from, and you were like, "This is just something that's in my head. This is something that's in my heart. You know, this is not something that, you know, oh, I'm trying to be like so and so, or I'm trying to be like, you know, this guy, or I'm trying to be like this hip hop artist, or I'm trying to be like this DJ or whatever. This is stuff that we think about, and you know, and it's rare to come across, you know, artists and musicians and stuff that are not completely tainted, you know, and feeling like they've got to kind of go with the flow. So when you guys get together, and you just now mentioned, okay, everybody gets to kind of jump in. Is there somebody's kind of in charge? You know, does somebody get the ball rolling? Does somebody have the melody thought? Does somebody come up with the, you know, and that's how you start your process, or how does that work?
Well, we've tried different avenues with that, because we believe that people are all talented. We're all talented. We just have, especially when it comes to music.
Yeah,
everybody can have their own lane. So by exploring everybody's a talent, you could gain so much, right? So we will try to have like a democratic way to come, meaning we get everybody's opinion, from Sasha to Kristalina to Gabe to Andrew, everybody gets a say. But at the same time, Kenny and I, and Sasha, we're the one that somewhat try to see what direction it will take.
I got you. You guys are kind of like the bumper rails of the dream. You know, it's like, okay, we're going in this direction, you know, and we've guys got all this space in between, so let's fill it. You know, but you guys kind of have the focus. You three have the directed focus of where you'd like to see this go.
Yeah, with everybody's input at the same time.
I see.
It's very confusing.
It's pretty cool how we do it, too. Like, sometimes Carl will come to rehearsal or whatever with an idea, and then we build on that. Or I'll come with an idea, or Sasha will come with an idea. You know, sometimes there'll be a hook, and then we kind of build around the hook. And then, you know, I think we don't ever come in with the idea of like, okay, this is a complete song and we're inflexible. You know, so we come in with an idea, and then we build around that idea. And then sometimes, you know what, it's just, we just jam and something comes out of the jam.
Wow.
And, we wrote songs like that real quick, and we're like, what happened? Like,
and all of a sudden,
you know, everybody just kind of blacks out for a second, and all of a sudden, like, whoa, did we just write a song? Oh, okay.
And then 4 minutes later, it's like, dude, we got a song, man. Where'd this come from? And then,
yeah,
and then it becomes special, because it's like when you can't remember how you got there, then you're like, okay, you know, the higher powers above have placed this in our head, therefore it is magical, and we must, you know, stroke the fire with this one. Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
I think it's partly because, like, we're in Canada and it's cold, so we just move. Yeah, we just move for no reason.
Well, and it's funny because you have to, otherwise you're going to freeze.
You're going to freeze to death. I swear, Carl tried to start fires with his bass. He's like, it's too cold in here. I got riffs for days.
I love it. Well, since you bring up Canada, so here's the thing, you know, and obviously, you know, I've been watching some of the things that you guys have gotten into, and you got done doing a fantastic festival where it was bringing in all of the community, you know, for the music and stuff like that. You know, you guys got to kick off at the MotoFest and do some fantastic things there. What's the musical community like there for you guys where you're at?
Music community. It's, you know what, it's really good. I mean, like, Ottawa is it's not like a huge, huge city, but it's you know, it's the nation's capital, and we have a lot of different musical talent within the city. And what I find is that everybody's like, everybody's welcoming. Nobody's ultra competitive with each other, because we're just trying to push the music forward, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, it's like everybody is a musician, everybody has talent, but I guess the infrastructure in terms of mainstream and all that kind of stuff is not really in Ottawa. That's more like Toronto,
okay,
Montreal, things like that.
Okay.
So it's not as competitive, so to speak, or cutthroat.
I got
more,
you.
Yeah, like you say, it's more, it's a community.
I got you. Well, and, you know, and it's funny, and the reason, look, you got to remember something, you know, and a lot of this is perception, and I get that, but, you know, when we pay attention, you know, to areas, you know, as far as in the countries and you know, and outside of, you know, the states and stuff, as far as kind of what's going on, you know, there has been an enormous amount of attraction and an enormous amount of movement that has been happening just with Canada, period. You know what I mean? And it's almost like if I'm sitting here looking out and looking into what you guys are doing or seeing whatever, you know, just kind of overall the, you know, across the board, you know, it looks like somebody's like put a complete lighter under people's butts and it's all of a sudden it's like all these groups are coming out and all these bands and all this music, and I'm like, where are these people coming from? And, you know, and what was beautiful about it is that, you know, everybody has their very, everybody does have their very own distinct sound, but I am seeing where everybody is kind of jumping in with each other on some things. And so, and then when you guys came across, you know, to me, and I was introduced to your music, it was like, well, this is crazy, you know, because they just took everybody's stuff and put it into like one band. You know, and yep. and so, you know, getting back to, you know, stuff with Black Denim, so you guys wind up, you know, pretty much, you know, piecing together, you know a fantastic group of people, and obviously, you know, you guys have to at some point really kind of become somewhat of a family, because everybody really enjoys what they're doing, and you can tell that through the music. And a lot of people, they seem to forget that you can tell through music how people feel, you know, about what they've got going on. And, you know, you guys seem like you're having a party. You guys seem like you're having fun. You guys are, you know, you guys are wanting to entertain and take everybody, you know, on a fantastic trip, you know, and forget about their world and forget about their worries, you know, and things like that. So you guys wind up working, you know, together, and you've been doing this for quite some time. And I want to say that really, you know, like in this past year, like all of a sudden things have been really kind of starting to pop for you guys. And a lot of people have really kind of started zoning in and paying attention, and you know, and a lot of it too is them, you know, paying attention to some of your live shows, okay, and some of your performances and stuff. And when you guys are doing your live gigs, I mean, do you guys have game plans, or do you guys just like, we're just going to be who we are, this is what we do, or do you have, you know, prep things that you do for this?
Well, for live shows, we truly believe in live show.
Perfect.
That's what really drives us. When it comes to rehearsal, yeah, sometimes we would come as we are,
mm-hmm.
or we would, depending on the occasion,
mm-hmm.
We would, you know, we could suit it up. We look good in suits. So sometimes it happens that we change up. But at the end of the day, the music stays the same, and the music is what really drives us. We want to make good music.
I love it.
We want to make good live music, and that's why our live shows have to be on point. And you know, we at the end of the day, we're here to have fun. We're here to have fun, and we're here to entertain, and we want people to have a good time.
That is so perfect. And see, I'm like, I want to see you guys live so bad. Because it looked like so much fun. Now, as a group, you know, and especially for, you know, for Kenny and Carl and Sasha especially, but as a group, all right, so you guys are starting to get this momentum and stuff. What's the plan, other than to have fun, make some fantastic, great music? Where do you guys see yourself going? You know, what does your plan look like?
Well, we're in the process right now of writing and getting our stuff together. I'll say stuff.
Okay.
For our next project.
Perfect.
So we have two projects out right now. We have Van Garden, which which is our first project. Then we have Complexus, which is our second.
Okay.
And those are two EPs. And for this next one, we're trying to do an LP. So we're trying to do, you know, 10, 12 songs for the next album. And, you know, we have a really good direction. We have a good amount of songs that are completed as well.
Okay.
And then, you know, from there, you know, we want to hit the road. We want to promote the album. And, you know, that means, you know, getting down to Memphis.
Yeah, I love it. Memphis, know? Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. We're going to bring you down to Memphis, brother. I don't know. We're going to make this work. Don't you worry about that. We're going to make this work somehow. But yeah, that's what, you know, that's perfect. And so, you know, being able to actually get out and support an album and, you know, and bring, you know, bring a party to the masses and stuff like that. Everybody in the band, I mean, you know, what's their opinion on how things are going? You know, what do they think? What, how do they think things are going?
We are all, you know, united. We have the same purpose.
Good.
Is that we want to push that music and the Black Denim band forward. So when we, so the fact that everybody's on the same mindset, it just, it drives better. It goes further, and we believe in the sound, you know?
That's perfect.
So, yeah.
That's perfect. I love it. It's like straight up. That's it, man, dude. That's really, that's it. And, you know, that's all it has to be, honey. That's all it has to be, you know what I mean? To make it work. Here's the thing. You know, you've got, you know, obviously you also got artists and stuff. Maybe they're coming into the game now. And there may be some that have been in the game for quite some time, but they're looking to change their world up and stuff. And they look at something shiny and they look at something pretty like you guys. You know what I mean? That are starting to have, they have, I love it when you have such a positive energy about you when you do what you do and when you love what you do and you're doing it for all the right reasons and stuff. And, you know, magical things happen when that recipe comes together. And there's going to be, if it hasn't already, you know, some groups or some people that'll come up to you and they're going to say, how are you doing this? How can I do this? How can I do what you're doing? What's the secret? You know, what advice are you giving, you know, other musicians and artists in the upcoming and the young ones?
You know, be true to yourself at the end of the day, you know, do what you love and don't, you know, don't do something because somebody else is doing it. Like, don't follow a trend. You know, if you have something that you want to express, I mean, if your music sounds like somebody else and you're super inspired by that person, then, you know, by all means, you know, as long as that's what's coming from your heart. I mean, don't do it because somebody else is doing it. You've seen trends come and go, they die. So, you know, my biggest thing is, it's something I've been saying for like years, is any song that you make today, you should be proud of it 20 years, you know? So,
bam, bingo, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah,
that's yes, it. Yes. Thank you for saying that. You know, are they going to look for you 20 years from now? Yeah, they're going to look for your song 20 years from now. You know, that's good advice, you know. And again, you know, and it's one of those things where when you have that ability in your heart, you know, to give that way too and encourage somebody to, you know, to live their life, you know, live your version of what your life is, you know, not mine, live yours, you know, because that what makes it so original. That's what makes it so fantastic. All right. Big plans. We're talking about, you guys are working on a new LP, new album. Okay, you guys are working on, you know, putting together some stuff for touring and things like that. What is the ultimate big goal that can see for yourself for you guys? What's a big goal?
I would say a star in Hollywood or something like that.
You know what? That's okay. Yeah, I think you deserve one. I think you deserve one now.
That's a conservative one. That's a conservative goal.
I love it. Just a star in Hollywood. That'd be kind of cool.
That's it.
Yeah. You guys,
to be honest, the biggest goal for us, I think, is just to have this as, you know, be our career, you know what I mean? Like, this is our bread and butter, and, you know, we want to do music, and, you know, we want to do music and be able to live. And I think, you know, looking at the shiny stuff is really awesome, but, like, at the end of the day, you know, there's plenty of bands that are out there living their life and playing music, and I think at the end of the day, you know, as long as we stay true to ourselves and, you know, have our... expectations and take a step by step, I think we'll reach exactly where we want to go, and not try to fast track it. I mean, if we do, that's great. But we, you know, just staying realistic and being the best versions of ourselves.
Perfect.
Also, we want to travel the world. Like,
yes.
The world is, we want to see different people. We want to feel different people with our music.
Yes.
We want different people from the fact that we are doing different type of music. I think it's important for us to branch out as far as possible.
Yep.
So that we could reach the masses, you know?
Yep. That's awesome. And that's the thing too, for your style, you know, you guys are in such a strategic pole position to be able to reach so many different people, you know what I mean? And that's the beauty of it. And you didn't even do it on purpose. You really, and I think that's what's the most beautiful thing for me about all of this is that you guys just came up with some really cool music. You know, you pulled in some really cool people and you're like, hey, let's make a song. And as it turns out, you know, that song could wind up touching somebody who's young, touching somebody who's old, who's man, who's woman, who's black, who's white, you know, who's from, you know, US, Canada, that's, you know, from Belgium or whatever, you know, you guys make sure that you wind up creating something that a little bit of something that a little bit of everybody will like. And, you know, and that's awesome. That's fantastic. You know, and you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for you. And, you know, you guys know that if there's anything that we can do for you here at Radio Memphis, you know, if I can, you know, help you in any way and stuff like that, I will. You know, like, we were playing the hell out of your music, I'll tell you that. So, we love it.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, we're trying to keep our eyes out on putting some things together, you know, for, you know, some shows and stuff that might pop up, you know, down here in Memphis and stuff. And if you wind up, you know, working out to where you guys finally hit tour, you know, and you're able to swing through and play and stuff, you know, we'll see if we can't help that idea, you know, and make that happen. And of course, if it does, you guys know that you have to come here too. You have to come to my studio. You have to come inside here where I'm sitting. And
100%.
Yeah, we'll have some fun and do some acoustic stuff, you know, live on air, and, you know, and have some fun with the whole band in. And that would be fun too. That would absolutely be fun. If people are looking for you guys, all right, and they want to keep up with you and keep up with where you're at, where you're going, where your shows are, what news is coming, when the album's coming, that kind of stuff, where's everybody going to look for you?
They can check our Facebook, our Instagram, our website, blackdenim.com. It's blackdenim, one word, no C. That's how we spell it. And, all those avenues will have our updates.
Perfect.
So Facebook, Instagram, blackdenim.com, Twitter.
Perfect. Like, awesome. Please give my best to the entire band, okay? You know, and let them know that I think they are fantastic people. You know, and as far as the music and stuff, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song from you guys. It was so funny because you had mentioned about wanting this to be your bread and butter, and I was like, I happen to have butter on toast next.
That's a good segue. You love carbs.
So we're already playing. The cards have
there
been laid. So I'm going to play some more music. I'm going to play another song from you guys. And of course, I'll play another two or three, actually, you know, around the 3 o'clock hour for everybody tuned in, because I always want to hear a little rock block from their artist of the month. Thank you for being amazing. Thank you for rocking. Thank you for being original. And thank you for being you.
Thank you for the support.
Hey, Dave, thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Anytime. This won't be the last time we get to catch up. You know, new music starts coming out. You know, we'll be able to catch up again. You know, maybe we'll even be able to talk to some of the other, you know, the other people in the band, you know, and stuff, and just kind of check in. We'll make it fun, you know, and we'll do all of that. And we're gonna follow you guys on this little rocket ride you're on.
That's awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, guys, you have a fantastic afternoon. We're going to catch up soon. In the meantime, I think we're going to rock out some more to you. How about that?
Amazing. Thank you.
No problem. We'll talk again soon. All right.
All right, D. Have a good afternoon. Enjoy Memphis and the weather. We'll be okay in the snow.
Keep warm. Keep moving. Jump up and down. Come up with another song. All right, Kenny, Carl, thank you guys so much.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Kenny and Carl from Black Denim. Black Denim is the artist of the month for February 2018 right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. And I'm telling you, this is a group you're going to want to watch. You know, they're going to wind up blowing up and doing some fantastic things. And, you know, one of the few individuals that is able to pull together, you know, not only are the bases around hip-hop, you know, MCing, you know, R&B, you know, pulling that soul, pulling that funk, pulling those trumpets, pulling them drums, pulling in a soul sister singing some music. I mean, all of it, all in one fantastic conglomeration of people right there. And so what we're going to do for you is we're going to play a little bit more Black Denim. How about that? You're tuned into Radio Memphis Around the World with me, D.
This is your Artist of the Month for Radio Memphis Around the World. The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.